AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue at the United Nations.
The world is following events in Afghanistan with a heavy heart and deep disquiet.
The Taliban seized power in Afghanistan. Thousands of people are trying to get out. Sources say seven people have died at the Kabul airport, including some who fell from a departing American military transport jet. This is UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Much lies in the balance. The progress, the hope, the dreams of a generation of young Afghan women and girls, boys and men.
Afghanistan's UN ambassador is Ghulam Izakzai.
Kabul residents are reporting the Taliban have already started house-to-house searches in some neighborhoods, registering names and looking for people in their target list. There are already reports of target killings and looting in the city. Kabul residents are living in absolute fear.
President Biden and other top U.S. officials have been stunned by the pace of the Taliban's nearly complete takeover of Afghanistan. The rush is on to safely evacuate Americans still there. More on what's ahead in Afghanistan from the AP's Sagar Magani.
During their five-year reign before being ousted in 2001, the Taliban used a harsh interpretation of Islamic law, sharply limiting women's rights, banning music, cutting the hands off thieves. The insurgents have tried to present themselves now as a more moderate force, but many Afghans don't trust them and fear their rule will again be violent and oppressive.
President Biden is at Camp David today receiving regular briefings on Afghanistan. Stocks are lower in early trading over worries about rising coronavirus infections in the U.S. and around the world. Tropical Depression Grace is just off the coast of Haiti, where it could dump up to 10 inches of rain on an area recently damaged by an earthquake. Tropical Storm Fred, meanwhile, is strengthening as it nears northwest Florida. This is AP News. Luxury brands unveil their latest electric supercars at an annual auto event, The Quail, in Northern California. Steven Winkelman is the CEO of Lamborghini.
We are going to have a hybridization of all of our lineup between 23 and 24 to reduce the CO2 emissions starting from 2025. By 50%.
Rolls-Royce and McLaren also have electric supercars. Winkelman says Lamborghini's electric cars are powerful.
The promise is that the performance of our hybrid cars will be better than the performance of the actual generation.
Former Formula One champion Jenson Button is impressed with the electric models.
And the great thing with electric power is it's immediate. You know, the torque is there immediately as soon as you touch the throttle. So it's insane how much power that thing has.
President Biden recently announced a commitment from the auto industry to produce electric vehicles for as much as half of U.S. sales by the end of the decade. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.